Good morning, podcast audience. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and I've got some teaching to do this week, or some educating to do this week. What I want to do is I want to teach and educate on our local agreement. Now, again, I put out a podcast last week, a bit confused as to how we actually got to have our local agreement updated without any input or without a lot of input from most of the members. But we're going to stay on that thread, and we're going to talk about that the rest of the week. But first, I got to clear up this other situation dealing with bids, postings, and allegedly, a bunch of other foolish nonsense that Columbus management enjoys engaging in.
Allegedly.
Stand by 1 second. We'll get that out of the way, and then we're going to talk about the new LMOU. Now, let's clear up that old business. Here's a quick synopsis of what we're talking about. Mail handler bids on a level 5 position. Was awarded the position. Come to find out there was some foolishness or some shenanigans going on. Surprisingly, and probably with a little force, Columbus management decided to do the right thing. They took the bid from a successful bidder because of a higher level assignment and awarded it to the next in line, which, by the way, was not the person I represent. But nonetheless, the process was done wrong. Postal management recognized it with a little help from others, corrected it. Now they said, they being postal management, let's engage in some new buffoonery. The successful bidder who had his bid taken, for some reason now, they will not send him back to his old bid. So what's going to happen is the MDO and the SDO, who are best friends, are going to concoct a situation that will allow the non-successful bidder in this case not to go back to his old bid, but they're going to create a special circumstance for that person to go to. And I want to tell you again, walking around with your eyes wide shut in Columbus, Ohio, this is the kind of foolishness that takes place. Now, some might ask, why am I making it my point to put this information out? Well, the truth of the matter is, I'm not putting this information out to create any kind of hostility. I'm going to change that, and I'm going to put this information out so in the future, should any mail handler bid on a job that you don't get for whatever reason, and you don't want to go back to your old bid, well, you pay attention to how Columbus management is going to handle this current situation, and we're going to say it's precedent setting, and we're going to invite everybody. If you got a bid, if you put in for a bid, you didn't get it, and you don't want to go back to your old bid, well, we're going to use the same scenario that's going on right now to make sure maybe you can get a set of special circumstances as well. And here's the real sad part. When Columbus management engages in this underhanded deal making, I'm sorry to report, they do it with the blessing of your union. That's right, I said it and I'll say it again. They do it with the blessing of your union. And I'm going to leave that right there. We'll table that to another day. But right now, let's talk about this LMOU. Now, first of all, the LMOU, Local Memorandum of Understanding, it is in addition to, never in lieu of, your national agreement. The LMOU addresses items that are specific to individual installations. In fact, this Memorandum of Understanding is entered to at Columbus, Ohio, between the representatives of the United States Postal Service and the designated agents of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, a division of the Laborers International Union of North America, AFL-CIO. Pursuant to the local implementation provisions of the 2019 National Agreement, the Memorandum of Understanding constitutes the entire agreement on matters relating to local conditions of employment. So I want you to understand the document that I'm going to be speaking to you from. In fact, run to your branch office, get a copy of it, so you can follow along with me, because I don't want this to be, I'm just putting words out there. I'm going to read, and we're going to talk about our entire local memorandum of understanding, but it's important that you get a copy of it, because what may affect me or something I may focus on may be absent from issues that affect you, and we're talking about the exact same items in the contract. So you have to read it for good understanding. All right, let's go. First thing I want you to understand, in this memorandum, everything is itemized. There are no phase one, phase two. It goes from item A and the last item in your contract, the local agreement, is item T. So when you hear me say item A, again, all of the sections we're going to discuss are categorized in items instead of chapters or anything else. So item A, the first item in your memorandum of understanding, additional or longer wash-up periods. Wash-up will be 5 minutes before lunch and in tour. So again, if you are at work and you're working over whatever number of hours require you to have a lunch, you have the opportunity to go wash your hands 5 minutes before the time you are supposed to punch out for lunch. Now, let me say this to you, and I'm going to explain a lot of things to you, but I know everybody does that. But do you know why you do that? You do it because everybody else in the section leaves. Well, now I'm going to tell you why you do some of the things that you do. So in this case, 5 minutes before lunch or end of your tour, you have an additional wash-up period. Item B, guidelines for the curtailment or termination of postal operations to conform to local authorities or as local conditions warrant because of emergency conditions. In the event that there is a curtailment or termination of postal operations to conform to the orders of local authorities or as local conditions warrant because of emergency conditions, the following will apply. If on duty, employees shall be notified of what actions to take. If off duty, the employer shall make every effort to notify the employees through available media. Off-duty employees will make every attempt to contact postalees at 1-877-477-3273 or the emergency postal hotline at 1-888-363-7462 for guidance. When local emergencies conditions warrant wholesale closing of businesses and other local industries, and if public transportation is sharply curtailed, management shall be responsible for the dissemination of information to employees regarding orders of local authorities or as local conditions warrant. Unscheduled leave due to inclement weather may not be held against an employee for disciplinary purposes, provided the absence is shown to be justified and acceptable documentation or substantiated. Excuse me. Inclement weather shall be considered as level 3 snow emergencies, tornadoes, floods, etc., that directly affect the employee's geographic residential area. Each situation will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis, including delays in reporting due to level 2 snow emergencies. So let me just go back, and I'm going to try to read an item to you as it is written. And before I move to the next item, I'm going to try to give you a little Kenny Hodge on what I just read to you. Stand by. Okay, item B. Guidelines for curtailment. Okay, you at work, And shit gets so bad in the city or in the surrounding areas that for whatever reason, somebody said, okay, we shutting shit down. Now, if you're at work, then they're going to tell you what to do. If you're not at work, well, you got to call these phone numbers. Now, also they're saying, all that shit I just read to you, also they're saying, if you have to call out, well, they're not going to use it against you, but you got to prove it. But you got to prove it. So the levels, the level three snow, level two snow, well, let me say this to you for real. You don't have to worry about that. That's some shit that postal management is going to have to make a decision on. Because let me tell you something. If it's level two or level three and postal management don't say that's what it is, then we're going to be at work and they're not going to utilize item B in this case. Okay? So again, if you're at work, things get bad. Item B says they're going to tell you what you need to do. We good? Okay, let's move right along. Item C, formulation of local leave program. By January 15th, management will begin to circulate the vacation selection calendar for each section by seniority. Each mail handler will make his or her selection from the available weeks by noting his or her name on the vacation selection calendar for their section. The employee will be afforded a reasonable period to make his or her selection, but no employee shall unduly delay the selection process. Vacation schedules shall be posted by March 1st of each year. When a mail handler is not available to make his or her selection, and he or she has not notified management of his or her request, management and the union will jointly make an attempt to reach the mail handler prior to advancing to the next senior employee. Above the 15 or 16% for choice vacation periods, any other leave will be on a first-come, first-served basis at the discretion of the supervisor. An employee, upon request, 1 week in advance, will be granted 1 day annual leave on his or her birthday and or wedding anniversary once per calendar year. Talk to him, Ken. Okay, now, item C, formulation of leave policy. Okay, see, they changed some shit up here. Before, everybody would just submit your request and then management had to go through and put that shit in order. Now what they're saying is you get to pick one by one. So one mail handler will get the vacation list. You hold on to it 2 or 3 days, pick out what you want, then you turn it in. So when it's finished, it's done. In other words, when they finally get the calendar finished, which is never going to be by March 1st, but there's no penalty they got to pay. So that is what that is. But when it's done, everything is in order. Me personally, I think it's going to be a waste of time because you're going to be rushing mail handlers and it's going to create a little havoc. If you don't use, if you need more than 3 days, what now, are you a problem? And in 3 days, it's not written in here. That's just something that management and the union verbally agreed to. So that could get tossed out at any time also. So again, when you're redoing something, just be a little more detailed. But anyway, I like the, here we go. If they can't get in touch with you, now management and the union gets together to try to make an attempt. I don't know. I read for what it says. That means they're going to try one time to make an attempt to reach you. And if they don't get you, then they're moving right on. Now, again, if they call you and leave you a voicemail and you don't call back, is that an attempt? If they call and don't get to talk to you, is that an attempt? I mean, it's just something that somebody needs to think about. That's all. And I like this little 15, 16% shit. Listen to me, folks. When that was negotiated, that's what you call a snake oil salesman. Help me help you understand what I'm about to say. When they talk about 15 or 16%, you're going to hear me say this often. Listen, you go through the years, 5 people in the unit, 10 people in the unit, 20 people in the unit, do you realize that at 15%, you're going to have off the exact same number at 16%? So when they say they did the union a favor by certain times of the year, you can now have 16% off, don't you understand that that never equates to more people? I'm just going to put that out there. But so that's what it is. And they also went as far as to say, if you request leave 1 week in advance, now you can get your birthday and or wedding. Now, again, I look at how things are written, and I wonder, did they just say to me, I can get my birthday and or, meaning not both, I can only get one? You get 1 day annual leave on your birthday and or wedding anniversary once per calendar year. So again, it says birthday and or birthday or. So I mean, I look at things like this and it just makes me say, damn, who the hell agreed to that? Hey, but here we go anyway. Item D, the duration of the choice vacation period. The choice vacation period will begin on the third Saturday in January of each year and run through the last full week in November. The 7-day period of December 25th through January 1st will be a choice vacation period with an allotment of 15%. This period is only between December 25th and January 1st, effective with the 2021 vacation sign-up period. Incidental annual leave may be approved the week after Christmas at the discretion of management, subject to mail and operating conditions. Talk to him, Ken. Okay. The duration of choice vacation period. It would have been so much easier if they said everything is choice except the first 3 weeks in January. And, well, first 2 weeks leading into the third week. And the first 2 to 3 weeks in December. Everything else is choice vacation period. Yo, but I like how they got the little special thing in there about December 25th through January. Yeah, that's now choice vacation period. Wow. Okay, but as we get further in this contract, wait till you see the shit that you had to give up to get that week. And then they got to remind me that incidental leave can be approved the week after Christmas. Well, incidental leave can be approved all year long. They could have used those couple of lines for some other important shit. Hey, listen, this is your guy, Kenny Hodge. I talked to you a little longer than I wanted to today. But listen, I'll be back tomorrow and every day this week. We're going to go through this whole local agreement. I'm going to read to you verbatim, and then I'm going to add a little color commentary on what I think I just said to you. It's supposed to be fun. It's not really meant to poke anybody in the ribs, but okay. But again, listen to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, where getting involved in your union can be interesting and it will be fun. Let's have a great day. And I'm back tomorrow. We'll pick up on item E and we're going to go all the way to item T, however many mornings it takes us. Have a great day. Oh, and I'm going to get with the band and we're going to sharpen up that opening intro. Peace and blessings.